Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, hello, hello. The man does not speak a lie. We are the hottest girl posse in Hollywood. Take that, T-Swift. Hi, I'm Becca Tobin, actress, model.
Model.
Yeah, right.
In 5'2".
Wait, you're trying to be... What was that? Was Kate Moss the short model?
She's like 5'6".
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Well, you're screwed.
Anyways,
yeah.
I'm primordial. Okay, hi. Becca Tobin, actress.
Not model.
Not model, but I do have some fun facts about myself. And this week's is that when I'm in a fitting room and I try something on that I like, I dance. And I don't even... I didn't know that I did this. Every single time, every time, I literally...
How did you find out?
My sister.
You investigative reported your own...
No, my sister's like, you've been doing this since we were children. Like, we would go to try on our first day of school outfits, mm-hmm. like, or pick out our first day of school outfits, and I would annoy the F out of her because I was just crazy. But I get really excited when I try something on that I love.
I love that.
Yeah.
Jack?
You like
Jack
it.
Vanek to my right, girl boss, CEO, clothing designer of Jack Vanek. Tell me something interesting about yourself, Jack.
I'm trying to think of a fun fact. When I was like 12 years old, I accidentally cut a chunk out of my bangs.
Ooh,
like baby bangs.
Like a nice little like fourth of an inch chunk.
Cute.
That is fascinating. Mm.
You have a small, you have actually a great forehead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Like you have an ideal forehead. It's like a three head.
It's true.
Really?
Because I have a five head. Like you have a good forehead for a middle part.
Yeah, there's a lot of wrinkles on it still though.
Well,
be nice.
Speaking
to
of wrinkles, Kelty.
Hey, Dick.
Just kidding.
Nice to meet you.
Kelty Knight, it's just her face is across from me, looking glowy and beautiful and not filled with Restylane, even though you might think so.
Oh. You might think so, but it's just my face. Here's my fun fact.
Tell me.
When I was in fifth and sixth grade, I was an excellent gymnast on the back of horses. So there's a type of gymnastics that you do in the ring in the farm where you like a special saddle.
Too.
You did?
What?
A special saddle. Did you do the flag?
I don't know what that means.
What the hell is
so
this?
You're on the back of a horse and it's galloping around in a circle and you like you put like hook one foot in the saddle and you do the splits over the back of the horse. You do like the flag and you stand up on the back of the saddle. And
is there an Olympic
no. What is it
category
called?
For this?
I forget what it's called, but I just remember I went to Birch Bay Ranch Camp, and at Birch Bay Ranch Camp in the summer, I remember getting chosen to be in the spectacular show at the end of the week of the camp, and they woke me up super early in the morning so I could rehearse on the horses.
Let me just tell you something. If I have a daughter, I'm not investing any time or money or energy on an activity that does not later down the line make her money.
Yeah. Unless because you're going to be a horse dancer.
Yeah, you can't be a professional horse dancer.
What's circus? You're in the circus.
Yeah, which
is, don't exist anymore.
They do. Ringling Brothers is still touring the world.
They are. But they've gotten rid of all their animals.
No, they
didn't. Are
there
still horses?
Yeah.
There's just no lions.
There's still horse
and elephants.
That's not animal cruelty somehow?
Probably
sure
is.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, send your daughter
to the circus. I'm still pissed at my parents for making me do gymnastics for all those years. The hell am
me
I
too,
doing
and
that?
I can't
helps
do
your
a damn
naked stretching.
That's true.
I can't do a cartwheel anymore.
On that note, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Are you helps,
yes, you guys. No, the greatest, greatest, greatest Good Week of all time. It's amazing. I cannot wait to tell you this. I heard the best term coined ever, and we are going to use it all the time.
What is it?
It's called the LAS. So I was throwing this party and people were like RSVPing or like, are you going to come? Blah, 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 blah. And I was so excited. And like, and then basically like, you know, my friend was like, oh, who's coming? And I said, okay, well, this is this. And they're like, well, who gave you an LAS? And I was like, what does that mean? And LAS is because everyone in LA is so flaky. And so everyone in LA will be like, girl, I'll be there. But it's like a birthday party,
yeah,
your engagement party,
yeah,
your like, I, you know, broke up with my boyfriend party, like whatever. Like, girl, I'll definitely be there. I'll be there. Oh, you want me to come on the Lady Gang podcast? Girl, I'm there for sure. Just call my people, set it up. And then they stone cold silence. The LAS is like the flaky asshole. I only care about myself. I don't have to really show up for anything. Yes. The LAS.
But wait, but here's my
question.
The
LAS.
Like Los Angeles, yes.
Okay, I thought you said LAS.
Wait, I'm going to play devil's advocate here because I'm sure I've LAS'd the shit out of some people. Yeah. But it's better than a New York no.
What's a New York no?
It's a really harsh no thank you. I don't want to come to your I broke up with my boyfriend party because I think that's lame. No, I don't want to come.
Wouldn't you rather no?
I usually do the New York no for sure.
I mean, I'm a New York noer.
I never flake, but I never really say yes to anything.
That's not a New York no, though.
That's a Jack Vanek maybe.
That's an LA flake.
A Jack Vanek maybe is a definite no.
I just hate when people, like, I do not leave my house. Like, if it's me time, like, when people are like, come to my thing. And I'm like, when is it? And they're like, a Wednesday night. I'm like, I do not go out on school nights. Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, I cannot come. And then, whatever. But, like, the people that are like, I'll be there, girl, can't wait for tonight. And then you're like, are you coming? Like, I had a pasta for you. Like, I'm so annoyed. Yeah. Anyway, the LAS.
All right. All right. I'll buy that.
Okay.
Bad week. It didn't blow my mind, though.
It didn't?
Like, wait. You thought it would.
I also couldn't shockingly understand what you were saying.
Shockingly, you didn't enjoy my good week, bad week. Here's my bad week. So I was at a press junket with a triple A-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. Double triple A-list. And I asked this A-list celebrity about their relationship because that's my job. I'm mm-hmm. in entertainment news.
Oh,
people
no.
want to know
they slapped you.
10% about your stupid movie or TV show or mm-hmm. clothing line or new form of weight loss treatment. And they want to know 90% about your divorce, baby, personal life, home, interior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's Hollywood. I'm sorry. And you don't read Us Weekly to be like, oh, I'm so excited to see this TV show. No, I want to know, like, who broke up with who. Anyway, so I asked this person about their relationship, and they basically stood there and, like, stone face. P.S. No one told me I couldn't ask before I went in, which they usually do. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, I'm going for it. I got stone face reaction. The interview ends. I'm like, sorry, dude, you know. Oh, I just gave a little clue. It's a boy.
A guy.
Oh, my God.
I was like, sorry, dude, just doing my job. And they're like, yeah, I get it. Like, kind of not happy. So then I go out in the hallway and I'm waiting for my tape. So when you do a movie junket, they give you like your little SIM card that has all your footage from your interviews. You go room to room and you interview all these people.
They took it.
They not only did they take the tape, they took the tape, they deleted the part of me asking about the relationship, and then they put the tape in my little bag. So I'm walking back to work and I was like, I got this really great sort of like stone cold reaction about the relationship. So I think it's off. And everyone's like, ooh, bring the footage. And then I get there, they've just deleted. I'm just saying, like, I'm not all about, like, we should all be able to carry guns and, like, all these things that are, like, First Amendment rights and stuff. But, like, the freedom of the press is real. Like, it's my job as a journalist to ask whatever the question is, and you have to figure out how you want to answer it. But to, like, go in and delete someone's tapes, whew.
Was it Bradley Cooper about making his girlfriend cry at tennis?
What?
No.
But it wasn't?
Tell me about that.
Yeah, what?
That's remember? Better than my skin.
Don't you remember Bradley Cooper and his model girlfriend like a couple weeks ago?
Oh, at the tennis championship?
At the tennis championship. She was like clearly crying and yeah. he was like giving her that asshole smirk. Yeah. I don't know. You couldn't hear
that
anything.
That wasn't it.
Okay.
But
that was a good
guess.
It was a great guess. I'm not going to tell you because I don't want – this person is usually quite nice. Anyway – so I don't have the footage, so we had to talk about the movie.
Well, shit.
Boring.
Shit.
So boring.
Jack.
Next.
Okay. I got a really good follow on Twitter from a very D-list celebrity, and it made me very happy.
Who?
Aaron Carter.
Oh, my God.
It made me so happy.
That's really good.
Because it really reminded me of a time when I was like 13 years old, and I thought that I was talking to Aaron Carter, Justin Timberlake, and Britney Spears on AOL Instant Messenger.
Were you?
I mean, I'm assuming.
How do you know that you weren't?
I don't know that I wasn't.
I'm sure she was not.
But I was like so into my conversations with Aaron Carter that I was like, how am I going to know it's you? And he'd write back. He's like, I'll do something like that only you'll know that I'm doing in an interview, like the next interview I'm on TV.
So what was it?
I saw him on some interview on like The View or something, and he comes out and he like looks at the camera and he's like, like does something crazy, and I'm like, that's for me. That's Aaron Carter sending me.
Oh my God, Jack
Vanek. That is him.
I'm embarrassed to know you.
I am so embarrassed. Wait, Kelty is usually the person who's shameless and embarrassing.
I was a shameless
little
kid.
This is the worst.
This is worse than playing Monopoly solo.
Do you think that I should ask him if
yes,
he was talking to
100%.
Me? 100%. Can we make it a thing on the Facebook group? I feel like I really need to investigate my
please
relationship
find out
with Aaron Carter.
If Aaron Carter was talking to you on AOL Instant Messenger.
I need
and
to
also
figure it out.
Find out what Aaron Carter's doing with his life.
I don't know. I think that he's, well, here.
Why do you think he followed you?
Well, I looked at his profile and he started following like 100,000 people. I think he's trying to promote
oh my
something.
God.
And he has a bot following people. But
oh
you know when
God.
You like get a little
oh
notification?
My God.
Did we not, find out
oh my
somehow?
God.
Yeah.
Well, that's Aaron a, Carter, if you're listening, was that for Jack Vanek in
2003?
1999.
Oh,
oh
my God.
God. We're so old.
I'm horrified for you.
Oh
okay,
God.
So that was your good week.
That was a good week.
Did you have a bad week? I feel like that's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, the kind of
you admitting
into a bad
that
week.
Is bad.
I have so many more embarrassing things when I was a kid. My bad week is, it's not a terrible thing, but it's just, do you guys ever follow somebody on social media that you, like, can't stand and that's so annoying, but you can't not look at their posts? Do you, like, have a hate follow?
I stopped following those people.
I follow.
Because I wanted to be healthy.
I know, I can't.
Who is it?
I can't say who it is, but it's this girl, and she's really annoying, but the thing that I hate the most about this situation is she smokes cigarettes and always like posts videos of her smoking cigarettes just to look cool, but doesn't inhale the cigarette. So I'm like, number one, you don't even know how to smoke a cigarette correctly.
Shame on
you. And you're
you.
Doing it to be cool, and you're not even inhaling this damn cigarette. It really grinds my gears.
I think we're going to have to unfollow that person.
I would never waste time hate following anyone, but there are times where I get lonely at night when I'm in the bathtub and I go look on people I hate to just like catch up on my hatred.
Yeah. Well, this is like a snap.
Like, oh, I remember why I hate you so much. And then I like don't look for 3 months.
Yeah. I don't even know why I do it, but it really bugged me. I'm like, if you're going to smoke, like at least smoke correctly and kill yourself for real.
How dare you fake smoke?
Right? I don't know.
It's true. All right. Well,
how are you going to follow that, Becca?
I don't even know. It's certainly no Aaron Carter.
I told you I had no bad week.
Wow. Okay, so my bad week is I thought I was past petty high school friendship drama. Like, I really felt like I had situated myself in a life that's free of it. And I recently found out from a friend that a mutual friend of ours was peeved at me.
Why?
Like, pissed at me. Because I canceled plans with her just on a certain weekend. And my reasoning for canceling was work-related, which it was. And then on Instagram, another one of our friends posted a picture of her and I together. But she's she's the kind of person who posts things out of order, like in the timing.
Latergram?
A latergram. Mm-hmm. So our other friend does latergrams. So it looked like on this day that I canceled with the other friend, the friend who got canceled on saw on her page. Aww. So it's like, but here's what I have to say. If you really think that that's the case, then you should probably just ask me and be like, hey. Like, I am in the place in my life where if I have a problem with a friend or something they did or said or whatever, I'm gonna have a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. And you're gonna confront them. But this other friend went to bitch about me to another friend, and it's like, I just don't know if I can do that anymore. Like, I don't know if you're right for me.
Yeah, that's a lot of...
You know what I mean?
That's a lot of
You know what?
Stuff.
This actually happened, if you guys remember, like, when was our party? Like, it was a while ago,
a while
right?
ago.
When we had our party, the night of the party, our mutual friend, Kate Cordova, was like, hey, like, I would have loved to be invited to the Lady Gang party. I did invite her. I forgot the period in her name, so she never got the invite over Gmail. But she straight up wrote me. She's like, I would have loved to be invited. I was like, you were invited. And she, like, came straight out. Instead of festering away,
yeah.
immature, she was just like, what the F? Like, I'm a huge supporter. Like, why wasn't I invited?
Yeah.
You got to be a grown-up.
You got to be a grown-up. And it
yeah.
just, it's so irritating, too, because then it's like, that triggers me. Like, I want to, like, go to this person's house and be like, grow the F up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so there we go.
You want to like, pee in a water bottle.
I want to pee in a water bottle.
Put it in her purse.
Dump it in her purse. So there you go. My good week.
Oh, how you've grown, Becca.
I really have.
You're so mature.
Really just, handling life.
Let's revel in it. Okay, my good week is... I'm buying furniture and doing all those like boring things for.
It's so exciting.
It is exciting, but I've been swooning over this Restoration Hardware couch forever and ever and ever.
I love Restoration Hardware.
And it's their famous signature cloud couch.
I'm Googling it right now.
I want to know what this is.
It is honestly the most magical couch in the whole world. But guess what? It's like the price of a car. A used car.
What's so good about it?
It feels like you sit on a cloud. So Zach and I have always been like, the next like big job, we're buying the cloud couch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's happening.
That's the thing.
Well, we found out about the Restoration Hardware outlet in Long Beach. And we made friends with one of the salespeople. And we were like,
hustle.
Do you ever get cloud couches here? Because it's like where things go to who have like, they're like little defects. But Restoration Hardware can't put out like anything.
Anything that's not perfect.
Like a pull in the fabric. It goes to this outlet. They're like, they do come. But they come like once a month. And there's literally a list of people who call every single Monday, like every Monday looking for this couch. Somehow we charmed the pants off this person.
I don't know how. Jack, do you have any idea how?
I don't know.
Isn't it crazy?
You have a shitty personality.
Zach, I do have a shitty personality, which is why Zach did most of the talking. And we snagged a cloud couch an embarrassing amount of money. Like, it wouldn't even have paid for a pillow on the couch at the Real Restoration Hardware.
I need to go to this place.
It's amazing.
And hell so yeah. Are you guys going to have sex on it?
Well, we actually made a rule.
No sex on the couch.
Well, first, it started like this. I'm the messiest.
Some, like, weird
no eating on the couch.
I'm the messiest eater in the world. Like, in the world. It's insane. Things fall out of my mouth. Things land on my shirt. They go in the couch cushions, whatever. And Zach goes, you are not allowed to eat on this couch. I'm like, I'm glad I'm 30 years old and someone is telling me I'm not allowed to eat on a couch like my nephew at 4 years old. But then I was like sitting there and I was like, well, fine. You know what? If I can't eat on this couch, we can't have sex on this couch. He's like, great. That was going to be the next thing I was
going to
say.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So there you go, guys.
It's been another great week.
Such a good week.
What's coming up?
Well, we're very excited. Well, Becca is the most excited.
Like, I'm shaking.
Because we have a Real Housewife for the first time ever on the Lady Gang podcast. Next.
You're listening to the Lady Gang.
All right. I've never seen Becca Tobin so happy or smiley in my life. She's really excited. Today's guest is a TV star, a philanthropist, an entrepreneur, and a total effing babe. You know her, of course, from The Real Housewives of New Jersey. You love her for her love of hairless cats. She has created a brand new skincare line, Glow by Dina. She's doing a lot of good work in the world. She's wearing an amazing orange dress with like accoutrement around her neck and a beautiful blowout. And we're not wearing a stitch of makeup, so we feel it bad. But on that note, please welcome to the Lady Gang our guest today, Dina Manzo. Oh my gosh. Becca, do you want to just like girl
I'm
out
just
for a minute?
Thrilled. I'm so thrilled you're our first housewife.
I can't believe I'm your first.
You are.
I feel really special.
We're picky though.
We've been on Heather's show.
And they've been on Heather's show. Yeah. And we are picky because I feel like I love the franchise, but we don't love all the woman.
Well, neither do I.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's a perfect match.
And you have M&M's, so I'm pretty much moving in.
Perfect.
Before we get to all the things you're doing, of course, we really want to talk about that you're not there. You're not here anymore in the season. And that is hard for some people because you were a favorite, and then you were on, and then you left, and we thought, you're back.
I know.
And then you left.
It was such a tease. But really, there was no emotional reason this time for me leaving. I live in California now. I moved. I live in Malibu, so it was kind of impossible. Geography got in the way. I don't live in Jersey.
Was there never a spot that you could, like, hop onto the OC?
You know what? There was a hot second where Beverly Hills was.
Oh, maybe, Beverly Hills, right.
Maybe
okay.
A thought. But you know what? Right now, I'm just really focused on starting a new life here. Yeah. And I have, you know, a new man in my life. And I went through, like, you girls are so young. But no, you know, heartbreak sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I kind of just need to regroup. So right now I'm just kind of just getting everything together and starting my new life and super happy here in California. Like, I was always meant to be here.
Do you still watch?
I know this is weird, but I don't watch TV. So I put it on at night, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm like getting in bed. So I'll see reruns, of course, but I'm not like I have to rush home to watch it. I only do that for Shark Tank.
Oh, I love Shark Tank.
So good.
Yeah, and the OJ trial thing. I was obsessed with that. That was like Tuesday, gotta go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. See ya.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't watch TV.
I want us each to ask our one Burning Housewife question, and then we're going to move on to New Life. Because okay. I know we each have like one
Like
I can ask two if you don't have one.
You go. Okay, my first thing is like, so my other job is entertainment journalism, and so we covered the Teresa Joe trial and all this so much. It just blows my mind. Like, do you believe that they weren't guilty or, like, that she didn't know what was going on? Like, this just seems bizarro to me.
I'm going to tell you 1,000% since I've known her since we're 20, she had no idea. And I know that because I'm going to tell you why. And listen, I'm not going to sit on trial and say this, but I'm just knowing from my girl and from me, like, raised in an Italian family, you kind of just let the guy make those decisions and you just go along with it, you know? So I understand that. You know, will I ever do that again? No, because that was a huge lesson that unfortunately she had to learn.
Oof. But how do you stay with your husband? How on earth does she go away from her children for a year and not come back and be like, I am out, you screwed me, I had to go to jail for you, bye.
Well,
that's
crazy. First of all, she loves him. You know, that's, you know, when two people love each other, that's half the battle, because there's so many couples out there that, you know, or stay in it just for the family. They really love each other. They've known each other forever. What you don't know is like the history of their parents knowing each other. They grew up together. So there's this real history there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, also he didn't intentionally mean to do anything. You know, sometimes, and again, I might be speaking out of turn. I'll probably get subpoenaed tomorrow for saying something.
You know, and that's why we like you.
You have attorneys and accountants that you're supposed to trust to do the right thing for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why you hire them.
Right.
And sometimes they just are, you know, either intentionally themselves know what they're doing and think, I don't know. But I really, in my heart of hearts, know that she had no idea what was going on. Wow. Did she reap some of the benefits of it? Yeah, obviously. She lived in a big, beautiful house. So maybe that's part of, like, why she's saying, well, you know, I didn't know what was going on, but I was able to live in this big, I don't know.
Right.
But
that's my question. I've always thought it's a little suspect. Becca Tobin.
Who is your favorite housewife?
Oh, God. From which franchise? Like, all around?
All around. Like, ooh, who do you love watching? You don't have to love them as a person or whatever, but, like, who do you think makes the best television?
I'm going to go ahead and say one of the newbies is Erica Girardi.
Yes.
Because I think she's a combination of everything.
Yeah.
You know, like, she really has. There was a couple of moments I was like, oh, that's kind of out of character, which I thought she was going to be. But in the end, she's still cool.
Yeah, she's cool.
So she's, I think she's awesome.
Who do you hate?
You know, I don't hate anybody. I think hate makes you ugly. But there's people who definitely grind
like
on my.
They grind. Who grinds your gears?
Oh, God.
Who's the grindiest?
The grindiest.
I feel like Ramona would be.
No, I like Ramona.
Really?
Ramona, is that what it means?
I feel like she'd be very difficult.
She's actually good crazy. You know what I mean by that?
Yes.
Like, she's a girl's girl. She'll sit and talk with you. What can I do? Like, we've had dinner several times in the Hamptons, New York, and I think she's really awesome, but she's a little crazy.
Right.
But not in a malicious way.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, God, hate. I don't know. I think every season there's somebody like, what are you doing? You know?
It's true. What do the housewives think of NeNe Leakes? Too much? She's like from the other, you know, she's not from you, but.
Yeah, I mean.
She went on, she was like an actress for a minute. Yeah, she really, on Broadway.
But she came back home.
She did come back home. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, from my encounters with her, I like her. You know, I think that she's good at what she does, and that's promoting herself and getting herself out there. Mm-hmm. So you go, girl.
There you go.
What's your second question, Becca?
Lexi, your daughter, is she pissed that she's no longer on the show because she's so gorgeous now?
She hated it.
She did?
She hated being on the show?
She was never... I mean, she did it.
You could kind of tell that she wasn't really, impressed. Like, soaking up the attention.
Yeah, it wasn't that she hated, you know, being on camera or what have you, because she has an amazing blog and, you know, it does all kinds of stuff for that. It's just she wasn't impressed by it.
Right.
Yeah. She's like, whatever. Take it or leave
That's
it.
Hilarious.
How old was she when you guys started?
She was 12, which was really hard because she went through her most awkward stage on national TV.
But now she's so hot.
She's like a butterfly.
I know. So I always saw that in her, but not... People were so mean. So she really got... You know, she had a hard time in school after that because we were just discussing this the other day. She was saying how confident she was, you know, back when she looks at 11, 12, she was outgoing and, you know, really, you know, secure in herself.
Yeah.
And then she started getting bashed by public mean people and she kind of got a little self-conscious over it. But now she's blossomed into this gorgeous being. So she's kind of over it. But it did affect her. She got bullied at school a little bit.
Well, yeah, it's hard to go through puberty when you're on TV and then people are like, you're like under a microscope.
Yeah, but yeah, so she wasn't...
Is she getting into entertainment?
You never know. She's writing an awesome book right now. She really is. She's
writing a book.
She is. And she'll probably kill me for saying this, but she's got this whole movement, like Broken Hearted Babe. Like, at young age, we still get our heart broken.
Yeah. It's the hardest when you're young.
You don't know what to do because you think it's the end of the world.
Your life is over.
Well, not only that, but people kind of tell you, like, oh, you don't know anything about love. But, I mean...
That's the worst.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's needs to be kind of like a community to kind of take it, you know, seriously and, like, help each other get through that. Oh. Because heartbreak's heartbreak. No matter if you're 19. I mean, she's 20 now, but... Or in your 40s.
Speaking of heartbreak, how are you? You okay?
She has love now. Did you hear her?
Yeah. I have to say, divorce blows. Like, it really does. I was a wreck for a little while. And it went down, you know, not so nice. But I met somebody new, and you least expect it. And thank God for him, because he's so good with being patient with me. Like, nope, never want to fall in love again. See ya. Yeah. But he really, you know, kind of supported me through the whole thing. And
how do you meet someone? Did you Tinder?
No, I didn't have to do any of that, really. Because
you're just hot? You came up to you at a bar? Like, how did you meet?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because I'm not always looking, that's when things come to you. Mm-hmm. So I've never had an issue meeting people. I've always kind of been the one to break hearts, which I feel bad because I don't want to break anybody's heart. But... Yeah.
Becca never been dumped Tobin right here.
It's true.
Yeah. I mean, I can't say, you know, me and my ex, I'm the one who kind of initiated the divorce because of certain reasons. So I didn't want that to happen.
Right.
So it was still as heartbreaking as being dumped.
Right.
But, yeah, I guess because, like I said, like some girls are constantly looking and constantly swiping and, you know, on this and on that. I was never that chick. I was just kind of like, it came to me. And
where'd you guys meet?
In a really nice way. I have my Foundation for Children with Cancer Project, Ladybug, and he owned a car dealership that was giving $100 per car to childhood cancer, and my organization was one of the ones that they chose.
Wow.
So, that's
awesome.
It was, it was so nice because he, you know, a lot of guys will write in, especially knowing after season 6 I was getting a divorce, and I got a flood of emails of guys like, I'd love to support your foundation, you know, can I meet for coffee or what have you? And I'd always say, come to our next event, and they'd show up and they'd give, like, you know, a $20 donation.
No,
I mean, every dollar matters, so I shouldn't say that, but it wasn't, you know, enough to say, like, this guy's, you know, really
generous.
It's not
worth your dinner with you. Yeah.
Well, he knew the weight of my heart, and they gave a very nice donation, and I called to personally thank him, and, you know, kind of went from there.
Was that his intention all along?
I don't know. I want to say
maybe.
I want to say maybe because he was very persistent. But you know, in the end, it really was the best thing that ever happened.
I like that, going after what he wants.
You look very happy. You do have the glow about you, which, I mean, could segue us in. And then you're already so busy with a foundation, and then you launch a skincare line.
Yeah.
You do have incredible skin.
You know what it is? I started in the beauty business when I was 17. My first job was working for a beauty supply, and then I opened up my own salon. You know, I was 18, 19 years old running a salon, and then I worked for Lancôme. I was one of their national makeup artists. So I've always known a lot about skin and what goes into skincare that really works. So everywhere I went, everybody was like, you glow. Like, what is it? And it's a combination of things. There's internal glow, you know. During my divorce, I don't know how glowy I was. But so anyway, I started working with these dermatologists out here in California. It's a group of 4 dermatologists, and they cover every, you know, kind of skincare and everything. And we talked about creating this affordable line that has all the ingredients that the department stores sell them for a crazy amount of money. So we came up with a non-toxic, paraben-free. It's even gluten-free if you want to eat it, but I don't know why you'd want to eat it. Not tested on animals, which is the most important thing, and it actually works. So it has all the antioxidants, the vitamins, and it's priced between $11 and $19.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Did you girls get samples? I have to send you some.
Where do you sell it?
Yes, please.
We just launched on Mother's Day, so it's brand new. So we sell on glowbydina.com, and we're in the works with some major retailers and see where that winds up.
Good for you.
Amazing.
Yeah. But
Lady
I'll
boss.
Get you. I'll send you. I'm sorry. But
no,
PR,
it's fine.
To you. Okay.
But we love free stuff.
I'll try anything twice, Dina.
And you're going to use it for the rest of your life. And I'm not just saying that. Like, it really works. Even, like, Lexi, when she... And she's my biggest critic. She'd love to, like, find something wrong with it. She's like, Mom, my skin has never looked so good.
Beautiful.
So, it's the real deal.
We need it.
Okay. And a portion of the proceeds go to Project Ladybug, so...
It's a full circle moment. Yes. You're looking hot. You're good in your heart.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
What's been your ish moment? What's been the moment in Hollywood life that you felt like you were the ish?
In Hollywood life, I have to say, you know, by walking away season one from Housewives, I didn't know how many people I inspired for change. And it was kind of like I was just doing what was sitting right with my soul, and all I was getting was emails and people coming up to me like, you inspired me to walk away from my job that I wasn't happy at, or you inspired a marriage that I was stuck in. And I was just doing my thing, you know? Mm-hmm. So to know that I was, like, inspiring others to, like, chase their true happiness, and that was definitely ish.
But how... I mean, it's so successful. Like, how do you, like, just walk away from that? You know, like, the notoriety, the life of it all. Like, so you're just really not interested in the fame of it.
Fame never impressed me, because even before I was on Housewives, I was an interior designer for some of the biggest names you'll ever know. I signed confidentiality, so I can't talk about it, but big ones. And I was never impressed, because I know that we all, you know, put our pants on one leg at a time. And I was never, like, you know, saying, you know, invited to every red carpet, would rather be home with my cats. So I was never impressed by it, but I love the platform that you have with it. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of why I stay in it. And TV keeps on getting thrown at me for a reason, and now I embrace it. And I just want to do it in a positive way. And I don't poo-poo Housewives. I don't, you know, bite the hand that fed me. I'm entertained by it, too. And Jersey, I left for a while because things were getting a little too hot with my family. And, you know, my parents don't deserve that. They didn't sign on for it. So I kind of left season 2 through 5 just to step away from that all, and then came back season 6 to support Teresa. And I'm not going to lie, the paycheck was good, and I was going through the divorce, and it helped me, you know, get my city apartment. And now it's just organically, like, I wound up out here, and I'm not going to stay in New Jersey where I didn't have a life anymore just to be on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does it ever surprise you, like, the Melissa Gorga's transformation? Like, from season 1 to
they
now?
They did flashbacks.
It's insane.
In the most recent episode, and I was like, I'd be so pissed.
Oh, no.
It's like a different face.
Well,
it's
you know, I've known her, obviously, since long as I've... Well, she came into Teresa's life, you know, afterwards. But, I knew her from the very beginning. I remember, like, one of the first nights Joe was like, you know, I'm dating this new girl. Come over. So yeah, it's... I mean, she looks awesome. So
she
I
looks
can't.
Great. This is the power of a highlight, though. Everyone needs to really take note, like, everyone with brown, mousy, regular girl hair. Like, she put a nice ombre highlight in there, and it changed her whole world. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think she's fine. She doesn't really care what I think of her hair, but she looks great.
Contouring.
Yeah.
Contouring. With a little bit of a scalpel and some makeup.
Yeah.
Just slightly.
And on that note, we're going to be right back with Dina. She's going to help us help you figure out your lives.
That's a good one.
Hey, ladies! Get funky. Ask the Lady Gang.
All right, guys. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG. And I brought you a couple little presents.
Aww, I love presents.
So for this part of the podcast, you're going to help our listeners answer questions about life, love, any problem that they may have. And since you've got it figured out, I think that your answers will be probably better than ours. Ours
are 100%.
Ours are kind of mediocre.
Different perspective.
Yeah, 100%. There you go. Okay, our first question comes from Steph, and she says, I'm engaged and super excited to be getting married. However, I recently found out my ex, who cheated on me multiple times and was a huge ass, just got engaged as well. I know I shouldn't care, but for some reason it bothers me. My ex and I don't talk or anything, and I only found out through someone else randomly, but I'm wondering if it's normal for that to be bothering me.
Absolutely, it's normal. But what I would tell her to do is, like, make a ritual around getting rid of him, because otherwise this is going to keep coming up in your marriage, because if he's still there, there's some activating something in you. So I'm all about, like, I call it white witchery, or... Bitchcraft. Can we say bitch?
Oh my god. I have a shirt for you that says bitchcraft on it. I'm not kidding.
Okay. We have to. It's a chapter in my book, but it's full moon is all about release. Next full moon, take whatever you have left of him, any memories, write his name down 3 times and burn it, because it will creep up in your marriage and you don't need that. But it's normal.
Ooh. as someone who sages my home regularly, I really appreciate that advice. I'm going to say it is 100% normal. Mm-hmm. And actually, since we are so similar to Oprah, on Oprah, they once had, a doctor, neurologist, someone come on, and they talked about why, you know, the feeling of, like, the butterflies and that, like, insatiable, like, I need this person is actually because they're not, you don't know you have them. It's like an unattainable thing. So our brains automatically attach ourselves to that person. Mm-hmm. It's not because he's special. It's not because you're meant to be. But the reason you get nervous and anxious when he comes around is because of, like, your bad history with one another. And that probably was the way you felt all through the relationship. But I agree. You have to put it to bed. Like, don't bring that shit into your new relationship.
Yeah. Bye. I guess just remember that it was a really unhealthy relationship as well. It was never going to go anywhere.
I feel bad for her because now she's going to deal with that.
Yeah. Everything looks better on Instagram. He's not as happy or as cool as you think.
Well, yeah, the grass is always greener, too. When we think about past relationships, even if they're shitty, you somehow remember only the good times. Yeah. So
I actually posted something on Instagram because California with this drought, like, everyone has fake grass. And there's a picture, like, sometimes the grass is greener because it's fake. So
because everything's astroturfed.
It's pretty good.
Okay, our next question comes from Amanda. She says, "Hi, Lady Gang. My boyfriend broke up with me almost 2 months ago, and I can't seem to get past it. I've gone on a few dates, but everything I do to try to move on just makes me miss him more. Do you have any suggestions for me? I'm tired of being sad over him and just want to be happy."
Oh, man. I'll tell you something. Oh. It's just time. That's the only thing. There's no trick. I mean, there's some great books. I've had therapy sometimes during bad breakups, like a nice Xanax when you can't sleep instead of, like, going on and liking his Instagram photos, always useful. But the truth is, like, you know, it's just, it takes time. It takes time to heal. It takes time to move on. It takes time to find someone new. And, like, absolutely. And there's people that have been in the past of my life that I'm still sad about. Like, mm-hmm. there's some sadness that just doesn't, you don't really ever get over it. You just decide to, like, I want to have a better life and I want to, you know, I just think.
Well, that's when you got to burn that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. But also, Dina says burn it. I'm going home tonight. I got plans.
It's a perfect time to work on you because there's nothing better than, like, the revenge look. Like
revenge bod.
Yes.
Revenge bod.
Mm-hmm. And it's like an overall, to talk about glow. Like, I swear to you, when I see a girlfriend who's, like, going through it with her boyfriend, they finally break up, they look amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because it's, you have the time now. Like, take all that energy and just focus it back on yourself and get to the gym and work out and feel good and...
Yeah, and, it's, you're not going to fill that hole that he kind of, like, left in you with a new person. Yeah, but you're going to look hot. But that's the thing is, because I've done the same thing. It's like when you're super bummed out, you want somebody to make you feel the exact same way that person made you feel. And mm-hmm. they never will, but you'll find somebody that's better for you anyways in the long run, I think.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
Okay, our last question comes from Tara. She says, "Hey, Lady Gang, I really need some help. I've been dating the same guy since I was 10, and it wasn't until a year ago that we had sex." Oh, this girl's 15, by the way.
I was just going to ask that.
Since 10.
Yeah. In the last few months, he's been asking me if I would give him a blowjob, and I don't really know what to do. I want to, but there's just something stopping me. Is there any advice you could give me on how to stop the nerves of doing it? Oh, no.
She's 15.
I don't want to give any advice to a minor.
We might get in trouble for this.
I know.
Well, let me just say this to Tara, who's 15. If you want to give the blowjob, that's fine. I'm not going to judge you. I'm not going to be your mother. However, 15 is still very young. So if your boyfriend is making you feel like it's time, like the clock is ticking.
Yeah.
Why haven't we yet?
Yeah, that's insane. So if you are still really young to be putting penises in your mouth.
I didn't even kiss a boy till I was 16.
But also, when you're young, here's the thing. There's nothing worse than being 15 and thinking, like, I've really got this figured out. Like, I really am my own little independent teenager. But, like, when you're 15, you think you know better than your parents or better than whoever, because you're just, like, you don't get it. You're not young. You're not hip, whoever. But the truth is, like, sex doesn't really get good. Like, men don't really figure out what they're doing, in my opinion, until they're like 26 or 27.
Oh, I don't
so like if you start doing all of this now, you're gonna have 10 years of disappointing, terrible sex. Like, if it was up to me, I would pull the reins back, do that like nice dry hump French kiss that yeah, like goes yeah, yeah, on for hours to like Third Eye Blind on the couch in the basement for like a long time, because you never get that time back. Because once you start having sex and, you know, giving blowjobs, like the big kiss and like all that dry humping, it is over, because people want to get right to the nasty. Ew. Enjoy your dry humps
and
is all I'm going to say.
More probably her peers are saying they're doing it. They're not really doing it. So yeah, don't even do it because you feel like everybody else is doing, because so many girls are fake sluts. They really are. Like, I yes, remember when Lexi was younger and her friends would tell all these stories. They weren't true. They were just yeah, trying to be cool. But it would put pressure on everybody else. Like, well, she did it. Like, now I got it. Like, don't buy into that.
Yeah, ooh, and I'm not buying it.
I want to be a fake slut.
I know.
Is it too late?
I was accidentally a fake slut.
You
was,
were.
In my band days.
Yes.
Yeah. Everybody
she
thought
was
I was having
virgin
sex.
Groupie.
Yeah, I had so many abortions I never knew about, apparently.
There you go. Wow.
We'll call it faux sluts. That's a little
faux
bit more
slut. Faux
sluts. I love it. Also, it's like, if you feel pressured by your boyfriend, like, you don't want to be doing anything, especially sexually, if you're pressured.
Yeah,
like,
and honestly, take it from me, they're not fun to give.
Yeah, don't. No. Like, it's hold out as long as you can, girl.
Yeah,
I,
try
I
not
to
do
to a 15-year-old about it. But
we're going to get arrested.
Gina disagrees. Gina will talk about anything on television and, like, is bright red about a 15-year-old blowjob. Like, we have found the missing piece of well, what she will not
no
talk
one
about.
Should feel
I don't
comfortable
want her mother
talking.
To kick my ass. I mean,
yeah,
if
exactly.
I tell her, then, yeah, honey, it's fun sometimes. No, it's terrible. Stay away.
Did your daughter openly talk to you about sex and stuff?
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah. Did you have to have, like, a birds and the bees conversation?
We're really cool like that. Like, we have that best friend fine line, and she still knows I'm her mother relationship. So yeah, she came to me about everything.
That's good.
I guess I shouldn't tell that story, but
I actually, if you want that to continue, you probably shouldn't tell this story. Yeah.
Yeah. As long as it's, I feel that it's right and it's, you know, not degrading her in any way. I actually am not, you know, talking to mothers out there. If would you rather your kid lose their virginity on some party floor in the basement, mm-hmm, or would you maybe pay for a nice hotel so they can have a nice experience with a kid who maybe was so kind to them for years and now it's finally time
yeah,
to do it?
I like that.
Think about it.
Same thing about
it's
like
true,
drinking too.
Yeah.
It's like drinking at a random party and then trying to drive yourself home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or just like have the party at your house.
Yeah.
I don't think you can be that parent either though.
No, because then you could go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, providing
really
alcohol.
Yeah, but you could be the parent that, like, let's get really drunk together so you realize how disgusting you're going to feel tomorrow.
Yes.
And you're not going to want to do this anymore. Or yes, maybe, you know, smoke pot together for the first time so you realize, you know,
that you're going to freak out.
Do you realize it's awesome?
You're going to be paranoid for the rest of your life.
Nothing would scare me more than smoking pot with my mom. Like, nothing in the whole
oh, my
world.
God. Yes.
Nothing.
No, that's terrifying.
Oh, my God. Okay. On that, I think that's it. You know what?
And no.
We're putting a pin in it. That is the...
We did it.
That's the end of the podcast.
That is the end of the podcast. Dina, where can we follow you?
At Dina Manzo.
On everything.
Yes. Yeah,
do you have Snapchat?
Snapchat. I was on for a while, but I was just spying on Lexi. So I have the name.
That's someone, what my mom does to me.
Yeah, someone took Dina Manzo. I don't know why, because obviously it's not them, because
they love you
yeah,
is why.
But they can't pretend to be me because they would be snapping right, their lives.
I'll give it back to you. I'm sorry.
So my Snapchat name is Sunsetia. Which is a
sounds like a stripper. That's hard to find.
But I think somehow Dina Manzo, you can find it. But at Dina Manzo on Instagram and everywhere else, dinamanzo.com, globbydina.
And most importantly, where can people get involved with Project Ladybug?
Projectladybug.org.
Okay.
There's a sign up where, you know, when we're doing events in your town, you could donate your time. And, of course, monetary donations are always welcome.
Amazing. And you guys check out, go try it out, Glow by Dina. I'm sure you're going to see it in all the stores very quickly. And you can look as, honestly.
We're excited to try
her
it.
Skin it's upsetting, like, actually.
Yeah, she's so pretty.
Your skin's
it's
way better than
crazy.
I literally looked at her and I was like, I need to stop eating this chocolate so that my skin will. Anyway, you look amazing. guys. Please, in addition to following Dina, follow us at The Lady Gang, at It's Becca Tobin, Jack Vanek, at Kelty Knight. Head on over to ladygang.com, ask The Lady Gang question over there, and also go over to iTunes, subscribe to this podcast, and leave us a 5-star review. We're almost at like 2,500 reviews, I think.
We are?
No, I don't know. I made that up. 1,000? I don't know how many we have.
High.
I just want more, so go over and leave it. It seems very high. Leave us
like
a big, nice review.
Has.
And on that note, you haters, let's just lie. We will.
See you next Tuesday.
Yay!
Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.